Last night in Tucson, Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords made a rare public appearance at a vigil marking the anniversary of the shooting there last year. Giffords was shot in the head, a dozen others were wounded, and six people were killed. NPR's Ted Robbins attended a weekend of memorial events.
People all over Tucson rang bells Sunday morning at 11 minutes past 10, the time of the shooting 1 year ago. Kim Nutbrown and her daughter, Heather, rang their bells at the Safeway supermarket where the gunman opened fire. They remember the chaos of that day.
It was horrific. You didn't know how many people. You didn't know if they had caught them.
And you didn't know if it was a family member or a friend. We came here after it happened, and we felt like we needed to come here again.
All day Sunday, as they did after the shooting, people left candles and flowers on the pavement, still pockmarked by the gunshots. Across town, about 500 people gathered at the University of Arizona Centennial Hall to remember those who died and were wounded. Serenity Hamrick spoke about her best friend, 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green.
I was really sad when we lost Christina. I know she is in heaven watching me right now saying, "Serenity, don't cry. I'm doing fine, really. I want you to stay strong and continue with your life. I want you to have a great future."
An hour later, just after sunset on a cold Tucson night, thousands of people gathered on the University of Arizona Mall. Some sat, some stood. All of them cheered when Gabby Giffords stepped on stage. She walked slowly but steadily, tightly holding her husband Mark Kelly's hand. Giffords and Kelly then led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
19 tall votive candles sat on a table on stage. One by one, starting with Giffords, the wounded, and the families of the dead lit the candles. The audience had been given glow sticks. Once the candles were lit, everyone activated their glow stick and slowly waved it. Mark Kelly spoke about the past year, the pain of letting go of dreams for the future, and of the unpredictability of life.
The closest and dearest people we know can be taken from us in an instant. And yet, the sun still rises over the Rincon Mountains each and every morning. Tucson remains a great city.
The Tucson Symphony and the band Calexico then played one of Gabby Giffords' favorite songs, Crystal Frontier.
Put us on the pin now. Oh, Crystal Frontier.
And as Gabby Giffords smiled, swayed, sang, and tapped her feet, it felt as though there'd been enough sadness for one weekend. The crowd stood and clapped and rocked with her.
We love you, Gabby.
Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.